It's the time of the year where we're all optimistic about our football teams. How about a little wishful thinking for the college football season on a Friday?
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good peep. It's Friday on Theoretically Speaking here. It's your boy Theo Dorsey kicking it with you. C-Cat not on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. Damien subbing in. C-Cat in his proper seat getting ready for high school game day. Yeah, high school football season kicking off here. So that lovely face you see right there is my guy Damien. We're riding with you here. It's a top five Friday. We're going to have a top five Friday that is coincides actually with the kickoff to high school football season. This is the bread and butter of Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. It'll be specifically about the top players who played high school ball in this area, who played their prep ball here, that are currently in the NFL, ranking the top players from the area, kicking off the NFL season in September. But I think what's getting lost on a lot of people is as we get ready for the kickoff to the regular season in the NFL and we consume these preseason games and we debate whether or not, you know, Drake May should be starting for the New England Patriots now over Jacoby Brissett, as we debate between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, by the way, no matter which quarterback they select, that's a playoff team. That's a playoff team. They're getting better quarterback play than what they had last year. Both quarterbacks are getting better coaching and culture in Pittsburgh, and there's more talent around them with the Steelers. The Steelers were a playoff team before. They will be a playoff team again this year. Stop doubting those dudes out there. This is not going to be the year Tomlin doesn't get a winning season. But again, not here for National Football League talk. College football, that's what kicks off first. We are 8 days away from a Saturday in Dublin, Ireland. Georgia Tech kicking off against Florida State, getting the season started with those Seminoles who can't wait to play another football game and get that bad taste out of their mouth of what last year was. Not just the situation, but also that Capital One Orange Bowl, which I was at, which was embarrassing. College football season, this time of the year, everybody's optimistic. Everybody's feeling themselves. Everybody has an opportunity now to pump their chest and feel like they can be. They can contend, especially this year of all years when you have so much newness and freshness in the air. You have the 12-team playoff, the debut of that going from 4 to 12. Eight more teams going to get a chance to compete for a national championship. You get an auto bid from the group of five teams involving the little guy. You also have so much conference realignment. You also have a breath of fresh air. No more Nick Saban. No more Harbaugh. It's a whole new landscape in college football. So while that optimism breeds all the time right here as we gear up for the fall, there's also a certain level of wishfulness. A certain level of wishfulness in the air, and that's where I want to take it today, especially for me as a Miami Hurricanes football fan. If there's one wish I could have for this season, if there's just one, and we're making rules to this, by the way, and I'll reach out. We put it out on social media. What's your one wish for the college football season this year? There are rules that come with this because I have to lay some ground rules with y'all. Number one, you can't wish for a national title. You got to earn that. You can't just wish to your lucky stars or your college football gods for your team to win a national title. First off, that's lazy. And secondly, you got to earn that on the field. Number two, you can't wish for more wishes. I mean, you always got to, that's the automatic rule. Whenever you're granting people wishes and you're giving them the genie, you can't just wish for more wishes. And then number three, this is my favorite part of it all. The genie that's granting these wishes for us for college football season 2024, 2025, it's none other than Kazam.
If you want to be number one, I'm sorry, boy, that's been done. But if you got the itches for a sack of riches, don't matter how avaricious, I'm the man that could grant your wishes. I am Kazam.
He is. He is Kazam. And Shaq will be granting your wishes here for the college football season. My wish as a Miami Hurricanes fan, as a thirsty Miami Hurricanes fan, one that is just churning and wishing and hopeful for relevance, a relevant season of college football, I just want them to make it to Charlotte at the end of the season. I just want to see Coach Mario Cristobal in a conference championship game in the ACC with a guy like Cam Ward at quarterback, who is so prolific and deserves a shot to be able to get into this 12-team playoff and just see if he can be hot. see if he can go on a run. With a guy like Damian Martinez in the backfield, that top 10 at least in the nation offensive line, and of course this fan base in Miami that catches so much flack, that catches so many strays from other fan bases because they say that they're fair weather. You know, you get compared to the Dallas Cowboys of college football and whatnot. I just wish, my one wish for this college football season, damn everything else, I don't care how the college football playoff turns out, I don't care if the Canes can win the ACC title game or not, it would be better for college football in general, and me as a fan, just to see what they look like in an ACC title game, and that's it. That's my only wish, Kazam. Shaq, if you can grant me that one wish, I will feel fulfilled. We asked it on social media. We'll ask, also open up the Baptist Health Hotlines, 888-760-3776. What's your one wish? What's your one wish? The one thing you want to happen for you this college football season that will leave you feeling fulfilled, leave you feeling joy. The same joy that I had as a kid when I watched Shaq on the big screen playing a big genie, which, again, I don't remember anything about that Kazam movie at all, except for the fact that, like, Shaq was just, like, rolling around with some little white kid, granting his wishes here and there. The kid didn't really want him around, and he wanted something to do with his parents. I don't know. It's a little weird. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's Shaq. It's Kazam. It's magnetism. It's nice. It's ingratiating. Everything he did when I was a kid stuck out to me. On the chat here, you can always jump in on YouTube at Theo Speaking and jump in on the chat at Theo Speaking. We actually got somebody commenting in from Facebook, Dave. He said, I would love for Michigan to win the Natty back-to-back, also beat Ohio. Dave, you already broke the number one rule. The number one rule to this is you can't just wish for a national championship. Sure, Sharon Moore would appreciate that, but I'll just take it from you, Dave. How about this? Just beat Ohio. Beat Ohio State is what Dave wants from the Michigan Wolverines in year one after after Jim Harbaugh, which, again, you can chalk that up as success. Call into the show here, theoretically speaking. What's your one wish for college football season? What's the one thing you want to see happen that will make you a satisfied fan, a happy customer and consumer? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Or you can tap in on the show on Twitter at ESPN West Palm. Or hop on YouTube at Theo Speaking. 888-760-3776. Your one wish for the college football season, and you can't be lazy and just ask for a national championship. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It's just one wish. Like my dog Ray J would say, it's just one wish. What is your one wish for the college football season? C-Cat, who is not in today, C-Cat says his one thing, if he can have any one thing granted for him this year, and he's a Penn State fan, he's from the New York, New Jersey area, so he obviously, I thought he would go Big Ten spin on this, but C-Cat is a man of the people. And his one wish for this college football season, he said it would just be to have everybody appreciate what the 12-team college football playoff will be. Have everybody lock in on that. Have everybody feel good about what the 12-team playoff will be. And I will say I've been one of the biggest detractors to that leading up to it. I've always felt like the allure of college football has always been about the high prioritization of the regular season, the intenseness of those matchups where you have a highly ranked team going up against maybe an unranked team at home and faltering down the stretch and having a shot at losing, and that team knowing the pressure that builds up on your back is that, yo, we don't get this thing done, we won't be there in the end. And we lost that a little bit when you moved to the 14 playoff. I thought that was a nice middle ground. 12 teams does feel like too much. It does feel like to me that those back-end four or five teams don't have a real legitimate shot at the college football playoff national championship. But at least it does provide more entertaining games, more winner-go-home games, more thrilling television. So that'll be more stuff for us to watch and then complain about later. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Tap in on the Baptist Health Hotline. What is your one wish for the college football season. And I was looking at ESPN.com. ESPN just released the list of the top 100 college football players in the nation coming into this season, coming into the fall. And it's funny because as a person who, again, I grew up a Miami Hurricanes fan, like even in the city of Houston, I was the team that just captivated me as a kid. I'll never forget the day that my mother was going through a Marshalls randomly and I saw a Canes jersey on a clearance rack and I reached up, "Mom, can I get that jersey? It's orange and green. It looked nice. It was 32. It was beautiful. It was shining. It was glowing to me off that clearance rack. I feel like it was like under $25. It was a steal out there in Houston, Texas. And my mom granted me that. She got me that jersey. And that was the day as a little bitty pup, as a little kid, I became a Canes fan. And then through and through, I mean, I went with the ups and downs. I cried on the night of the Fiesta Bowl when Chris Gamble in Ohio State cheated us out of that win. When the referees had it out for the Canes, just like they have it out for the Canes right now, trying to steal our guy John Ruiz's company away. Our money guy, our big booster. I mean, I don't know what the heck is going on for Miami. They're definitely in win-now mode this year now that all the NIL money might shrink up with Life Wallet seeming to dissipate right now. But yeah, I felt my heart ripped away in those moments. I'll never forget the day, November 27th, 2007, the morning I found out that Sean Taylor, former Miami Hurricane, and then at that time Washington Commander safety, had passed away. I went to school in shambles. It was like a Tuesday, I think, or a Tuesday or a Thursday morning, depending on, I know what my basketball period I had for middle school at that point was, but I remember multiple times in the day going to school, just torn up, emotionally rotten based off of these kind of things. I've lived and died with the wins and losses of the Canes, and I would just love to see my one wish this year is just to see them in the big game, see them on the big stage, see what Cristobal Ball can be in year three. No more of a win now team in the ACC than the Canes this year. With your senior transfer quarterback in Cam Ward, Damian Martinez, again, a transfer that comes in there and is a wrecking ball in the backfield. Xavier Restrepo, this is going to be his last year on the outside. Like, the Canes are ready made to do something to contend this year, because next year, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't even know what coach you're going to have there if it doesn't work out the way that you would like to see it go. What is your one wish? Your one wish for the college football season in 2025, and also I look on social media here, we have one relating to Miami, but not necessarily a Washington fan. Courtney says that Tyler Van Dyke doesn't, you know, soil a bed, which Canes fans know all too well can happen very easily. And also I will say again, Fickell, stop coming at Mario Cristobal. That's the Canes fans' job. It's a Friday here on Theoretically Speaking, which means it's a top five Friday. We're going to give you the top five players from the area currently in the NFL, guys that played prep ball out here that shined on Friday nights like we're going to have tonight. I'm going out to a couple of high school football games. Today's show, Theoretically Speaking, going to be followed by high school game day. Like, coverage starts now. The action goes now. So I do want to pay homage to the fellas that did it before, because the reason why we emphasize so much high school football here is because they go on to be major players in the pros. Look at Justin Simmons, who was the major headline of the NFL yesterday. Former Martin County safety, now currently an Atlanta Falcons safety, 1 year, $8 million, and has Harry Douglas all over every single ESPN radio show and TV show, howling and cawing like a bird. Like, the dudes that do this stuff here on Friday nights matter, because especially what they're able to do on the other side of it as well. So we got a top five Friday, as well as we'll have the get around and we take it to the house today as well. If you're talking getting your team into the championship game, if you're talking about getting your team into a place where they can, again, maybe even end the season on a win like Michigan was able to do last year, the ultimate win. There's one team that knows that all too well, and that's the Kaiser University Seahawks. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you tap in with Seahawks Athletic as they hashtag defend the beach. Kaiser University, 22 national championships across their programs. 22, deuce, deuce. That's a lot. That's so many, especially for a school that has, let's not act like this is a school that's been here for decades and decades and they're like Bama or whatever and they're counting, you know, shared championships from the 20s. No, these are real legit 22 national championships for Kaiser. I mean, the school's got swimming and diving program that's elite, lacrosse, soccer, golf, and then, of course, the defending champions in NAIA football. Miles Ruskin will lead those guys back out there to defend that title. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you stay up to date with the Kaiser Seahawks athletic programs, from football to basketball to baseball to golf, lacrosse. They've got it all over there at KUSeahawks.com. Tap in with the champs. Tap in with the champions. We're talking about your one wish here on Theoretically Speaking on a Friday. Your one wish. What's your one wish for the college football season ahead of, again, we're 8 days out from Dublin, Ireland. We're 8 days out from the Seminoles kicking off against Georgia Tech. I mean, we got week zero action, but of course week one. Week one is Labor Day weekend, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see not just that ABC slate. I mean, let me go through this list of games here that you can just get excited for here. You got Clemson versus Georgia in Atlanta. That's what kicks it off at noon. Then you got Miami at Florida in the Swamp. The Canes taking on the Gators, which, by the way, in the chat right now, I see Devontae say he really wishes for a Florida Gators statement this year, especially within the state of Florida. They've been like maybe the fourth best college football program in Florida over the past couple of years. I take UCF. Some of those seasons over them, Miami, Florida State. They've been down there. We'll see if the Gators can have a bounce back year, but it won't start week one if the Canes have anything to say about it. Then you got Notre Dame and Texas A&M to cap it off. Labor Day weekend is going to be great. It's going to be an amazing college football season. I can't wait to see how it turns out, but your one wish for the college football season. We'll continue to take your calls and your social media inputs, Theoretically Speaking, on this Top 5 Friday. And again, on the other side, the top five players from this area currently in the NFL, the top five, which akin it is going to include Lamar Jackson. I think you know where he's going to be at on the list. We got Damian in the house for CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
And we back, baby, on a Friday. By the way, CCAT out on this Friday, this Top 5 Friday. We're going to get into the Top 5 Friday. My guy, Damian, is in. And I didn't even know I could talk back to you here today, Damian. What's up, man? How's your Friday going? How was your week? Talk to the people. I think they did hear you a little earlier. Come on.
Arguably my favorite show at the station.
Let's go.
I'm just happy to be here, man.
Let's go. I appreciate that. Also, while I got you, your college football interest. We're talking about the one wish. Of course, I'm a Canes fan. I just wish that they can, number one, have less scandals, forget this life wallet stuff, find a new booster, but also just make it to the ACC championship game. What's your one wish for this college football season? What's your college football allegiance, Damian?
I love all Florida teams. I got Dave Druda in the studio right here. I hope FSU makes a statement this year. That's what I hope, man.
Well, you know what? They'll make the same statement they made at the Capital One Orange Bowl last year. That's what they get.
I think it's due, man. I think it's due.
Yeah. Yeah. Statement. Statement. Statement could be anything. A statement could be anything. They could be good, bad, indifferent. They'll make a statement. They'll do something. I believe in Norvell and the guys. I have still, even as a Canes fan, I can't hate on what they're building out there in Tallahassee, but I don't think they'll be contending for any ACC titles like they did last year. Back on a Top 5 Friday here on Theoretically Speaking, my guy Damian right here. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're tapped in with you. It is fun. It is friendly, and it is a Top 5 Friday. The topic of this one, it's a fun one. And before we get into this Top 5 Friday, it is a high school football Friday here as well on ESPN 106.3. We're going to have high school game day later on following up this coverage. We will have all of the best content and coverage of the games throughout the area, Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. We've been doing it for a while. We continue to be the top team in making sure that these stories, these highlights get right to you. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube at ESPN West Palm. Tap in. Subscribe. We already got some highlights from yesterday's kickoff classics as it's week zero in high school football. But what people forget about this area is this is the table setter. This is the area that breeds the stars of tomorrow when it comes to the gridiron. Last year's MVP of the NFL, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson. Damian, you know where he's from, where he played high school ball.
Of course, man, right here. 5'6", Boynton Beach, baby.
Boynton Beach Tiger, man. Like the guy, two-time MVP, Heisman Trophy winner, was playing on Friday nights, right out this way.
He was in our top 63 as well. Was it number one?
Yeah.
I think he should have been, but it's an argument for another day.
We weren't voting back then. We didn't have a say in that, so we
That's
don't have
why.
To take... Yeah. We got to... Now they have given us the ballots, and we're able to rectify some of these things. Also another guy who started his gridiron days here in the Treasure Coast, actually, is Khalil Mack. And before we get into Khalil Mack, who, by the way, is not washed, 17 sacks last year for the Chargers. The dude is still a beast. Fort Pierce Westwood alum. He's going to be on that top five list that I'm about to deliver. But before I do, there was just a hilarious moment. He's been talking at camp. He was on the Up and Adams show. He also did a show with Big Cat. And here's this interaction, which I found hilarious, between he and Big Cat, because I've always wondered this. Do players see those creepy, weird tweets, those creepy, weird messages that people put out there about them? Here's Mac hearing and responding to some very, let's just say, over-the-line tweets from an anonymous fan.
Khalil Mack is my whole life. I die for Khalil Mack.
Whoa.
For the record, I don't want to die, but if Khalil Mack was like, hey, you have to die so that I can live, I'd do it. Like, that stuff's weird, right?
That's weird.
Really, really
weird.
Yeah, those are all my tweets. Yeah. I mean, I love you.
My guy, Cat.
I literally, if you had said in that 2018 season,
if you were like, I was not expecting you to say that.
No, man. Yeah, 2018. If you were like, hey, Big Cat, you got to die so I can live. I'd be like, bullet in my head, no problem.
That's funny.
Got
man.
You.
I just that is And again, that's courtesy of Big Cat over there at Barstool. That right there is kind of hilarious to me. Now, I will say too, Damian, I as much of a fan as I've been of people and of teams and of players, I've never gotten to that point.
Not yet.
Not yet. Now, Patrick Mahomes, you get a couple more Super Bowls with the Chiefs, baby. And you know I'm firmly in Chiefs Kingdom. 2 years going. Born in Kansas. 2 years going in Chiefs Kingdom. He gets another Super Bowl this year, a three-peat. I wouldn't die so that he can continue to live and play. I would consider like shaving off like a couple days off my life to give him some more time. I don't know.
Maybe an eyebrow here or there.
Yeah. I give him a day and an eyebrow. A day and an eyebrow for Patrick Mahomes if he gets the three-peat. I was talking about my wife actually the other day. If there's anybody in this world or that used to be that is not family or loved ones that you might like shave a month or so for, what about Tupac? Every now and then I think about, man, Tupac died too young. If he got one or two more years, you know what? I'd give up a month. I give a month on the back end for Tupac to get like two more years, to just put more work out there, more movies, more music, whatever, the artistry, the interviews. If there's one place where I'm able to get consistent inspiration, it's Tupac Shakur. Give my guy some more time. Damian, has there ever been an athlete for you, athlete, team, artist, that you would say, hey, I might not give up my life for him, because that's crazy. That's insane talk, but like, do something drastic to keep them going on the athletic field.
I'll tell you what. You know who really hurt to see retire? Dwayne Wade.
Oh, man.
Being from West Palm Beach. I mean, being from South Florida in general. Dwayne Wade retiring. I mean, he's alive, so I don't know if I would give years of my life for Dwayne Wade. But I would give up a month or two just to see him play two more years at his peak with the Miami Heat.
I like
That's it. For sure.
I like it. Just to see 2 years like D Wade and Jimmy Butler.
We're talking like Flash too.
Peak D Wade this year on that Heat roster. That's a contender. That is the favorite in the East. If Dwayne Wade peak Flash, I'm talking like between 08 and 2011. 08, 2011 D Wade on this Heat team, they will win the championship.
With Bam Adebayo.
Bam, Jimmy, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Tyler Hero off the bench. I mean, I don't get me started.
Khalil Ware, the new rookie.
The Khalil Ware. They only got seven national games. The NBA schedule was released this week. They only got seven national TV games. That number would spike through the roof if a guy like Dwayne Wade was on that roster. Instead, he is just calling Olympic basketball games and kicking it with the family, enjoying his life. How about this? We can jump right into the Top 5 Friday. The Top 5 Friday, this time brought to you by Southern Eagle. And the Top 5 Friday today on Theoretically Speaking, top 5 players from this area, Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, playing in the NFL currently today.
Top 5, no debating. Top 5.
That's right. It's brought to you by Southern Eagle. Again, it's another week for you to win $10,000. You can win $10,000 thanks to Michelob Ultra. Just join the ESPN West Palm Street team and Mick Ultra. It's tonight. It's tonight in Jupiter, and it's going on right now. 5 to 7, you can put your way to $10,000 and enjoy $1 off all Ultra beers. Just pull up on this Friday night. Join us. Putt for that dough. I'm not there, but we have our squad there. And if you don't qualify to make it on Friday, if you don't make it tonight, because it's going to become competition. If you can't make the cut tonight at Lighthouse Cove in Jupiter, we'll make your way to Boynton Beach The Boulevard in Boynton on Sunday from 5, or excuse me, on Sunday from 2 to 4. The Boulevard in Boynton Beach, Sunday from 2 to 4. And you're going to have more Mick Ultra specials, including $20 buckets of Superior Light beer. Show off your golf skills and putt your way to 10K. You must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to always drink responsibly. Top 5 Friday, top 5 players from the area currently in the NFL.
Number 5.
Number 5, this one's easy. Kyer Elam, cornerback, Buffalo Bills. He'll have a shot to break out more this year with the Bills. This is year 3 out of Benjamin High School. He was a Buck.
Go Bucks.
He's got football pedigree in the family. Abe, Matt Elam, the names resonate throughout the nation, throughout the area, and also Cowboy Nation. Kyer Elam for the Bills. We'll see how he shines on this new look Bills roster.
Number 4.
Number 4. Come on. Devin Mulder Singletary. He's going to be the starting running back for the New York Giants. He was just with the Bills, obviously. We're talking Buffalo. He'll be with the Giants, an improved offensive line. Brian Daboll is the coach. Motor still got some motor in him. He still got some gears to churn out there. And we saw Joe Shane in the front office for the Giants talking about him on Hard Knocks training camp this offseason. I can't wait to see what he's able to do. He's going to be a guy that might be a sleeper in fantasy football. You heard it here first on Theoretically Speaking.
Number 3.
Top 5 players from the area that played high school ball here, like Motor Singletary did at American Heritage Delray. Champion, by the way, there. State champion under Doug Solskjaer. Number 3 is Justin Simmons. Martin County, the pride of Martin County. The fella from Stewart, the ball hawk. 30 interceptions in the league since 2016, the most since he's entered the NFL. Now he's with the Atlanta Falcons next to Jesse Bates, the best safety duo in the NFL, in the league. We'll see how much he's got now. He's 30 years old. He was just second team All-Pro last year. It's crazy that it took this long to get a deal, but obviously it seems like it was more his choice. A vet waiting to get through some of that training camp.
Number 2.
Number 2 is Khalil Mack. If you had to guess, Damian, because a lot of people assume that Khalil Mack, who's now going into his year 33 season, is a little washed. How many sacks do you think he got for the Chargers last year? Because this goes undersold, under-talked about. Just give me a range, a guess, any number.
I'm going to give you 10. 10 sacks.
More.
12.
More.
15.
More.
18.
He got 17 sacks last year. The Fort Pierce Westwood alum. The former, I mean, the dude is still doing it at 33 years old. He's now going to be in a Jim Harbaugh defense. He's going to be running off that edge full speed. We just heard him kicking it with Big Cat, having a good time. He's in good spirits. He's closing in. He's I mean, his career, maybe 1-2 more years, he'll be back here. You know, being with the family, being a family man, raising the kids and being with the wife. But while he's still on that field, he is a dog. Absolute animal. 17 sacks. That's one a game. Be on the lookout. Khalil Mack, man, still doing it at a big stage here. And then, of course, number one, top 5 players from the area that played high school football here and now are in the NFL. Number one.
Number one.
Easily. 2-time MVP. Heisman Trophy winner. A guy who's coming off the best, most consistent, and also highest, I would say, what's the word I'm looking for there?
He's just so electric.
Well, it was the most efficient passing year of his career and his second MVP, Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens. He has the, like, all-time, that highlight in Boynton Beach with the purple and yellow striped helmets.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You mention it, and it just plays in my mind.
Pause at the goal line, watch the guy go by, and then walk in. Top three, maybe all-time high school football highlight. Shot with our cameras on a Friday night out here in Palm Beach County. That's the reason why we emphasize the high school football stuff so much out here, Damian.
Yes, sir. The best of the best come out of West Palm, Dade, South Florida in general. So this is exactly why we do it.
Yeah, and I'm a Texas guy. I covered football out there in South Georgia as well. There's a lot of places that contend and compete, but South Florida right there with them, neck and neck. Especially when you got guys like the defending MVP in the NFL. And dare I say he'll be even better this year. Derrick Henry in the backfield, year 2, under that offensive system. Zay Flowers going to grow a little bit. I love what Lamar Jackson's going to be able to do for the Ravens this year. And again, a guy that played his high school ball here. That's why we do it. So make sure you tap in. Hop on YouTube at ESPN West Palm. Subscribe. Check out the coverage, because the guys you'll see now for like $5-$10, you could do that. You could go in the stands and watch them for near free now. You're going to be paying thousands. How much it costs to go watch Lamar Jackson play these days, Damian? I can't afford it.
Incredible, man.
Yeah.
And just to think we had him in our backyard. It's incredible.
Had him right here. That's the top five Fridays, top five players from the area currently in the NFL. Again, to read it off one more time, number five, Kyer Elam, Benjamin alum. Four, Devin Singletary. That is American Heritage Del Rey. Three, Justin Simmons, Martin County. Khalil Mack, Fort Pierce Westwood at number two. And number one, Boynton Beach alum Lamar Jackson. That top five Friday here on a Friday, kicking it with you because we're going to have some high school football coverage following this show. High school game day next with CCAT. We're going to have Damian here in the studio making things shake. We got another debut coming as well. This Friday is going to be packed with a lot of action, man. I cannot wait. I got a couple games to shoot tonight after the show as well, so that will be fun. And then on top of that, it'll be cool. It'll be smooth. And speaking of cool, it's that time. It's that time of the week.
What's cooler than being cool?
Time now for the coolest moment of the week. Presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a lot of people consider him the GOAT. I call Tom Brady the GOAT for now. He's the GOAT for now because Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT in waiting. He's coming. He's on his heels. And when he gets that third title this year, we're gonna be changing the tone in our voice when we talk about all-time quarterbacks. But Tom Brady, from the New England Patriots, he made an astonishing admission about your Miami Dolphins when he was with the Manning brothers. Take a listen.
What's tougher to go against for you?
Yeah, great question. And I think of those early Miami defenses, 2000 to about 2005.
Yes.
They lined up, you know, Thomas. In the same front, same coverages. And I think the worst games of my career was against the Miami Dolphins. I mean, like 79 yards passing, 115 yards passing. I mean, we couldn't move and we couldn't complete passes. It was embarrassing. And they didn't do anything different.
Hang the banner. Hang the banner. I know right now the Dolphins are on the ugliest, most embarrassing streak of not winning a playoff game, right? I know that there is a bit of, I would say there's a bit of apathy around the organization because people feel like though they paid Tua and they paid Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, that team can't contend. And I will tell you, they're not a Super Bowl contender this year. But hang the banner. Tom Brady just said the Dolphins. The hardest defense he's ever had to go up against in the NFL. That's worthy of celebrating if you're a Dolphins fan, Damian.
That's amazing. And my favorite part about that clip was Eli Manning in the background just agreeing with him. Yeah. Kind of like saying, like, yeah, man, that team, it was something to go up against. I hated going up against them as well. But it's amazing because we see Tom Brady so much. He's owned our division for the longest. So just to hear it from his mouth, it's a great feeling.
He still owns it. By the way, because Stephen Ross is Michigan, man. Forfeited a first-round pick just to flirt with Brady a little bit. So he still owns the division. He still is impacting wins and losses in the AFC East. It's crazy. That was the EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week. EDS is yes. EDSisYes.com. You know the website. You know the vibes. You know the folks to go to when you need AC and plumbing in your house, in your home, where you are in your abode. Because they are the trusted AC experts in Palm Beach County, a 4.8 star Google rating with over 760 reviews. I got to talk to my guy, Randy. He's the technician that usually services my my home. Of course, I'm a Gold Plan member. I get multiple services per year, get some preventative care and repair if I need it. And Randy's a Canes fan like me. So when he pulls up next time, I got to chop it up with him. Maybe I'll just give him a call anyways and just see what he thinks about this year with the Canes. Can they not just make it to the ACC title game? But man, are we getting that itch? Are we thinking 12-team playoff and make a push? Bring a title back to Coral Gables. EDSisYes.com. You'll meet people like Randy. Your technician sends you a text message before they pull up. They're always on time. They're always great about being honest, helpful, servicing you the way you would love it. They've been keeping you cool since 2006. EDSisYes.com. 24/7 support. Timely service. Book it online right around your schedule. Again, for all your AC and plumbing needs, EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. That was your coolest moment of the week. And I got to say, so much more here to dive into on a Friday. I know preseason football is coming up. I'm not going to have my take it to the house be centered around NFL preseason games. I can't do it. I know Cats and Dogs was yesterday. It was fun. It was, you know, cool. I hope y'all aren't out there putting money on preseason games. Shout out Hard Rock Bet and whatnot. I know they got to put the lines out there, and you're going to see it, and you want some skin in the game watching these games. But I hope, Damien, have you ever stooped that low? Have you ever stooped low enough?
I'm not going to sit here and lie. I was bored at home yesterday.
No.
I saw there was a football game.
Come on, dog.
I might have done it.
All right. I'll get the number to you. I'll get the number for you to call. I'll put that in speed dial. You'll save it in your phone. You call that number. You put it on your refrigerator. You might need help, Damien. You might need help. On the other side, we've got the safe bound get around. And also, it does involve a cult. A cult. I've actually been approached by a cult before. I've been accidentally slipped into a cult meeting, and I got out of there ASAP, didn't return any calls, didn't stick around to see what would happen. Back in my college days, I feel like everybody's had an experience with a cult. We find out an Olympian, a U.S. Olympian, admitted he kind of grew up in a cult. Huh. Fancy that. From cult to Olympic champion. We'll tap on that and more as we continue on this Top 5 Friday on Theoretically Speaking. That's Damien. In for C-Cat, I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking. Go to ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
They're Not Like Us got a lot of plays this morning on Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. here on ESPN 106.3. The guy Evan Cohen dialing it up. We're sitting in the Evan Cohen studio here in City Place. The Evan Cohen studio, he dialed it up a few times there, and I was proud of the guy. Proud of the guy. He's on the Kendrick side of that. Damien Perez here with us in place for C-Cat. What side of the fence were you on? I just got to check your temperature. Before we get into the safe-bound get-around, we strap up our seatbelts and move from title to title, from headline to headline. What side of the fence were you on, man, when Kendrick and Drake were going after it? Be honest.
That's a tough question, but I'm going to have to go with Drake.
Drake, okay. All right.
I just resonate more with Drake. You know, I've been more of a fan of Drake. I acknowledge Kendrick is more artistic, you know. Yeah. He's more in tune with the art of hip-hop. But personally, I just enjoy Drake's music more.
All right, you're a fan. You're a fan.
Exactly.
In the words of Kendrick, you are a fan, and I'll let that stand where it stands. Let's strap up our seatbelts. We'll get that taste out of our mouth of Damien admitting he's a Drake guy on this side of things here. And we'll jump on the safe bound get around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round. Check it out. I get around.
You're safe with safe bound. Safe bound moving in stores presents to you the get around. Damien, before we get to our first stop, do you you know what fans stands for, right? What Kendrick was saying there? Are you familiar?
Yes.
Okay, it's all good. You don't have to say it. No, please don't say it.
Next stop.
Deebo Samuel claims that Ayuk will be part of the 49ers next season.
He said this on the Up and Adams podcast with Kay Adams. By the way, she gets any guests that she wants. I'm happy for her in that accord. He said it, though, almost hopefully. He didn't say it as affirmed because Kay Adams asked Deebo, hey, do you think y'all can win as San Francisco 49ers team? You know, Brock Purdy, you know, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, if he comes back, you. Can y'all win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk? And he hesitated for like, you know, 7-8 seconds before he eventually said BA will be back. I don't think Ayuk will be back. The most likely scenario is that he does return, but I don't think he will be back. I think they do execute the deal with the Steelers. It feels like the 49ers are angling for another team to make an even better offer by putting it out there that they have come to an agreement, but they want to keep Brandon Ayuk. But I think that situation is unreconcilable. They got their backup in Ricky Pearsall. They drafted him as insurance. They've got other guys on that roster to try to make things work. I still am predicting a 49ers Super Bowl hangover that's more likely than them to make it back to the final game of the year. But I also do feel like Brandon Ayuk is as good as gone out of the Bay. That Oakland show definitely is last stop.
Next stop.
It's your boy, your favorite Olympian, Noah Lyles, claims to be grown up in a cult.
Yeah. So this is out of Alexandria, Virginia, because that's where he's from. That's the stop. But then also, yes, Noah Lyles said in an interview on a podcast that he grew up in a cult. I'll read off the rules to you, Damien. You let me know if this cult is too stringent for you to be a part of. Number one, all moms had to be homeschooling their kids, would you have been cool with your mom homeschooling you?
I don't know. I don't know how much I would have learned, you know?
You say your mom ain't got the tools to teach you some...
She does, but you know, it's your mom. You know, you might doze off. You know, it's different when a teacher's telling you.
So your
you,
mom
hey.
Bores you. That's what you're saying.
No.
I'm messing
with
you.
Sorry, mom.
Yeah, look at you. Just took two shots at mom when you're debuting, theoretically speaking. Okay, so yeah. Okay, mom homeschooling the kids. Not crazy. Not crazy, but you wouldn't prefer that. I wouldn't either. Here's number two. Number two rule he listed off. Father was the head of the household. That sounds kind of standard. I don't think that's really a cult rule.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
It happens a lot. It can be your mother.
As a man, that's what you hope for, you know?
Yeah, you want to be a provider. You want to be the head of the household. Number three here, this is where it gets sticky. The church told you who you could date and who you couldn't date.
I'm out.
I wasn't even done, but yeah, I'm out. And if you get married, it had to go through the church.
That's very Game of Thronesy. I don't know if you've seen the show.
Yeah, I have not. But yes, it's a lot of incest out here in that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm good on that, by the way. Dragons and incest, it just doesn't excite me. I'll never start Game of Thrones. It's nothing about that. But yes, that's a difficult one for me. Obviously, I'm married, so it wouldn't work. But an arranged marriage, I couldn't get down with it. I can't get jiggy with it. Especially not in some kind of cult setting. I don't want to offend anybody that's in a cult currently, but it just doesn't seem like the kind of place that the kind of women I was attracted to would have been hanging out. That's all I'm going to say. We'll leave it at that.
Or got along with, you know?
I've never been to Utah.
Just in general.
Yeah, that too. We have one more stop on the get around. I think this is in the Midwest. It's cold out there and got a champion.
Next stop.
Mumford High School. They had an interesting hire. They hired Connor Stallions, the man at the center of the Michigan sign-stealing controversy.
Yes. Congratulations to them. That's a good hire. He cheats. I think he's going to be their defensive coordinator. He's a guy that is, from the Harbaugh staff, you know, sort of tied in with it, and he cheats. And if you got a guy that's going to do that kind of stuff on the college level, you know he's going to give you an edge on the high school level. So congrats to Munford. You are going to be the state champions in Michigan, I guess. Detroit, Michigan. Congrats to them early. You might as well crown them now. Connor Stallions, the number one reason why the Michigan Wolverines are national champions. Going to bring that championship pedigree over to Munford. That was the SafeBound Get Around. You're safe with SafeBound Moving and Storage. They're the ones to go to if you are on the move, making a move from anywhere through the county, out of the state, wherever you want to go. If you want to go somewhere to get your fantasy football draft on, I mean, Damien, do you do fantasy football at all?
Of course. Fantasy football, fantasy basketball.
How many leagues are you in this year?
I'm in three fantasy football leagues.
Gotcha. Okay, so if any of your leagues are local, if there's a lot of folks that are in town and you want to do something in person, I got the perfect spot for y'all to pull up to. Duffy's Sports Grill. You can book a private party at Duffy's Sports Grill. All right, 80 or more televisions in every location. Duffy'sMVP.com. That's where you can go to book the room. And then when you get there, you got jumbo wings, award-winning burgers, two-for-one drinks all day, every day. That's like if you get two-for-one drinks throughout a fantasy football draft and you got 10 to 12 rounds, like you could be like four or five rounds in. With more drinks coming. It's the perfect scenario. Duffy Sports Grill. DuffysMVP.com. Book the party or get a party platter delivered to you if you're drafting from your home turf. DuffysMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. On the other side, we take it to the house, but in a way that you wouldn't expect. Usually when C-Cat's in, he gives you the golf. This time, I'm evading, I'm boycotting any kind of betting or predictions or anything, forecasting, regular or preseason football. We're taking it to golf to take it to the house. That's Damian Perez. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Got to pour one out this weekend for Beat King, man. The anthem to Texas passed last night. That was sad to hear. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care? Our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It's that time on a Friday. We always do it for you because it is the way to roll on a weekend. We're going to take it to the house. Especially if I can find the button to take it. There we go. What's up there? The House West Palm Beach, thehousewestpalm.com. That's where you need to go to reserve potentially a table for your fantasy football draft. Or if you know like I do, Thursday through Sunday, it's the best place to go to grub, for happy hour, for brunch. Also, every time you buy an entree at the house over the weekend, you get a free round of golf on the Lit 9, a 9-hole par 3 that you can play even under the lights. That's why they call it the Lit 9, because even at nighttime, that thing is lit up waiting on you to get some birdies, maybe even a hole-in-one. TheHouseWestPalm.com. Reserve a table. Pull up for a brunch, happy hour, dinner. It's amazing. Coastal American cuisine. It's the best place to be on a weekend. TheHouseWestPalm.com. Also an option for your fantasy football drafts. Yeah, this one we take it to the house this weekend. I always give you something to bank on. This time I'm going out to LIV Golf. LIV Golf is in Greenbrier, West Virginia. Ever been, Damien?
I've been to West Virginia, not Greenbrier.
Yeah, I've never heard of Greenbrier, but that's where they're going to be at. That's where they're at currently. And I'm going with Brooks Koepka plus 1,300 to win this thing, okay? This is why. 5 is the magic number here. His last win on the LIV Golf Tour, May 5th in Singapore. By the way, May 5th, my baptism day, big shout. Also, he's got 5 major titles in the PGA, and a win this weekend would be his 5th win on the LIV Golf Tour. I got Brooks Koepka plus 1,300 on Hard Rock Bet. That's my call. That's what you could take to the house this weekend. We'll see how that shakes for you. And a high five on the way out the door if you do put it in on that. That's Damian Perez. High School Game Day is next here on ESPN 106.3.